Well, Venice was one of the centers of trade in the world by the 12th, 13th century. And in order to finance the trade, you obviously needed to raise capital, distribute money around, to borrow, to lend, to shift money all over the Mediterranean. And so in Venice, they developed one of the great commercial centers of the world. It's famous, for instance, for developing the first really accurate accounting systems in the Western world, the double entry bookkeeping system, which was then copied all over Europe. And it was also famous for its banks. Some of its great banks lay along the canal up to the Rialto Bridge here. One effect of this, surprisingly, was that it in the end slowed down Venice's growth, because the very common tendency in civilizations is for them to start by being active, energetic traders, imperialists, producers, and then gradually they begin to realize that the best way to make money in the end is to sit still and to lend people money. They also begin to realize that there isn't much fun in having a lot of money if you just hoard it away, so why not turn it into bricks and mortar? So they began to build these beautiful Venetian villas all along the Grand Canal in Venice, and display and conspicuous consumption became the order of the day. This led to some of the miraculous painting and art that you get here, but it also, in some ways, at least from the Protestant perspective, leads into the beginnings of the decay of the activity that had once generated this wealth. And so by the 15th, 16th centuries, the castles and magnificent palaces were here, but the wealth was already beginning to move and shift to other parts of Europe.